The end of Saul's life in chapter 28 through 31. He goes and he consults a medium, which basically conjures up the soul of Samuel from the dead, and that's what the Bible says, so I think that's what it means. At one point, the witch there, the conjurer, was surprised that it was actually that Samuel was actually answering back, which says maybe that a lot of times she was faking it, as a lot of mediums do today. You call a psychic or something. I don't recommend that. But they have their tricks on faking, you know, things. They say things so general, like you had a relative that died, and you like confirm that, and they say, oh yeah. That relative, his name is, what is it, Walter, Harry, John, Joe, Bob? Yeah, John, Bob, that's right. And so like they're basically faking their way through it to make you think that they're talking to a dead relative of yours, basically to get your money. But here, this person who's doing this is surprised. And so probably not that common that it actually happened. Now, you can make some other points about this. Saul had already rebelled against the Lord, which God said is as the sin of witchcraft. So actually going and getting involved in witchcraft was just more of the same for Saul. He's just in a downward spiral. There's no seeking the Lord. He goes and seeks a medium. Anyway, further step toward wickedness, further contrasting his life with the righteousness of David. The climactic righteousness of the Messiah. So, Saul's sin highlighted David's righteousness. And it's the same with us. Our sinfulness shows how righteous God is in comparison. Now, it doesn't justify our sin, as you know, as Paul in Romans said, let us sin more, that God will be glorified through it. No, that's not the point. The point is how righteous God is, and how gracious He is to forgive us, and how much He loves us. Not because we deserve the love, but because His love is so great that He can love even the unlovable. So David showing the righteousness there of Christ. Chapter 30, verse 6, David, through the strength of God, acts as deliverer, prefiguring Christ in the delivery as the deliverer of captives. Luke 4, 18 to 19. So we compare that. 1 Samuel 30, verse 6 says, David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters, but David found strength in the Lord. So God strengthened David. And who was Jesus' strength? God. The Spirit of God was upon him, and he was God in human form. He was the Almighty God. So strength in the Lord, or found encouragement in the Lord, maybe another translation. In another place, David does encourage himself in the Lord, and Jonathan encourages him in the Lord. That's where our encouragement and our strength should come from. If we're relying on our own strength, it's only going to get us so far. But when we rely on the Lord's strength, well, he has all power. He has all authority. He has all strength. And so are you feeling weak? Well, then come to Him. Be strengthened by Him. Jesus said, again, as we think of the conclusion of Jesus with the Scriptures, you search the Scriptures because you think that in them you have life. But the Scriptures testify of Me, and you need to come to Me to have life. The strength of life comes from Jesus Christ. And as the whole story of David in 1 Samuel illustrates, God is the deliverer, and David trusted in God to deliver. God raised David up to be a deliverer, just as Jesus was raised up to be a deliverer. So, I think you get the idea, 1 Samuel. There's more Psalms. I'm not going to go into playing them. You can write these down and read them in your own time and meditate on them. Make them your prayer when you're being persecuted, that you don't lash back. The temptation is to fight back when people are rejecting you. But let's do as David did. He rolled his weight upon to the Lord. He rolled his burden onto the Lord. And the Lord lifted his burden and protected him. And that's really what Jesus is for us. He's prophet, priest, and king. As King David, he came, he conquered the enemy through the cross, overcame death, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, and he ever lives to intercede for us as a good priest. and he is King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. So the question is, do you know him? Have you heard that video? There's a black preacher from the south, and he preaches all about how Jesus is the King, and it's very inspirational because he gives all the names of Jesus and what he's the King of. But the question comes down to, do you know him as King? Or do you just know about him? There's a difference. Do you know about Jesus, or do you know him personally? And until you know him personally as your King, then you don't know him personally as your prophet, or as your priest, or as your judge, or as your Savior. Jesus is both Lord and Savior. If he's not your Lord, he's not your Savior. If he's not your Savior, he's not your Lord. We need to receive Jesus for who he is, with hands, both hands open, saying, we want more of you, less of us. I must decrease, he must increase, as John the Baptist said. God, we thank you for raising up a man like David who was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write such encouraging psalms and who trusted you in such discouraging times. And you encouraged him. And we pray, Lord, as we look to you, that you would encourage us. Lord, you see the things that we struggle with, the things that depress us, and the things that are attacking us, and you've given us the weapons of our warfare in Christ, that we may be able to stand. And so we look to you, Lord, and we ask you, strengthen us by your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your Spirit and allow us to be your witnesses in these last days of Jesus Christ, that we may win hearts and minds for your kingdom, that souls may be saved from the kingdom of darkness, just as you've transferred us from the darkness to light, Lord. Use us to shine your light and draw people to your light, to your kingdom. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.